Welcome to the Once and Future Authors Podcast. I'm Stephanie, and I'm so excited today to be joined by author Cynthia Lear. Cynthia is the author of Flying, Where Icarus Fell, a memoir about rapturous love, losing love, finding self, and discovering magic. Well, if there was ever a subtitle that made me want to read a book and live that person's life, that is the subtitle. Talk about living the dream. I am so excited to meet Cynthia and introduce her to you. So thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. Happy to be here.
I don't think I raved enough to you about that subtitle.
Oh, really?
Discovering magic. I'm like, I'm there.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad.
I absolutely am. Not to mention your title. When you first mentioned your title to me, just in case our listeners are not familiar with the Icarus story and why it is titled Flying Where Icarus Fell, can you give us a little insight?
Yes. Well, the myth of Icarus, it's a Greek myth, and it's a, you know, it's a story of the desire to fly. And then, you know, there's a naivety because Icarus flies with his dad, but Icarus flies too close to the sun, and the wings that they made were fashioned feathers and wax, and the wax melts, and Icarus meets an unfortunate end. So it's this lust for flying, for something great and wonderful. And then it's kind of like, there are pitfalls or literal falls that can happen out of that.
To all of us, that if you fly too high without a net.
Yes. And so that experience was what I was writing about. And it's like, in the end, I do not believe that we ever really truly fall. That we ever really meet an end, but there's always some gift that comes at the end of it all. And that was what I was exploring for myself in that book.
I totally agree that, you know, that the life is a roller coaster. And when you're on those downward spirals, learning the lesson and finding the gift.
Yes. Yeah. So, and out of that comes the magic, right? Because if you're open to finding the gift, then really special things can happen.
Absolutely.
That you didn't expect.
Not very obvious.
What's that? They're not very obvious?
Sometimes the gift is not very obvious.
No, and you don't want to see them. You'd rather just have, you know, yeah, you go a little bit blindly until, you know, you stop to look at it and say, actually, that was a magical thing that happened to me, you know? So, yeah.
I love that. I think that the word magic is radically underused in our lives.
Yes. And maybe we expect too much when we talk about magic, because magic can be those little things that happen that make you go, oh, that is wonderful. You know, oh, what a, how lucky I was that little thing happened. And that's magic. Why not?
Yeah, I agree. I'm all about magic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So what made you, after this whole experience, and we'll do the nutshell version for our readers, of finding love, losing love, finding, you know, rapturous love, the whole thing. It's such a human experience, but you did it in the highs and lows. I mean, most of us maybe a little bit of a ripple, but you really went high and low in this.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, what was the question?
Tell us about the experience that inspired the book.
Okay. Well, you know, I left a marriage. I was doing all the right things. I was the good mom. I was devoted, committed to that marriage. And it was like, it wasn't working. And, you know, we all try, you know, when do you say enough is enough, right? You got to commit and stick to things. And at some point it was like, oh, this is just, and it was like making that change there was an instantaneous change in my life where I went from, you know, this person who was living the dutiful life to someone who was just like, whoa, life took me. It was like, whoosh, into the river. And then unexpectedly, I had this experience of meeting someone and having a relationship with someone that was beyond beautiful. It was beyond beautiful. And, you know, something I was so grateful for, but it didn't last. And so then there's the, the down of the roller coaster, right? It's, you know, and then trying to discover who I am out of all of that. Like, this has happened to me. Who was I before? Who was I in that relationship? And who was I in that experience of being so exuberant, so in love with life? And then boom, it's over. And followed by a whole bunch of just things that happen to people in ordinary life. People get sick, people die, friends hate you. And how do you find your way out of that, you know, to something magical again? Because I think once I had that taste of magic, I knew I had to find it again. You know, like I couldn't just be satisfied with, oh, well, now I'll go back to the the ordinary.
That right alone is such a great statement. You were in this dutiful wife life for a long
time.
You know, you were really a long, long time. And it took, you know, every ounce of your being to extract yourself from that. It's not easy when you're, I mean, it's like that stone that's been planted on a road for, you know, 1,000 years. Getting it moving is rough. But you got it moving, and woof, did you get it moving. But when you discovered what magic feels like, even though the relationship ended, rather than, and I'm sure there's, you know, there's mourn for the relationship, but you recognize that you deserve to have magic in your life on a regular basis.
Yes. Well, and it's like finding yourself, right? It's sorry, my phone is doing funny things. It's finding yourself and saying, this is who I am. This is who I am, this person who's full of life and full of enthusiasm and desire for wonderful things. This is who I am. And to come out of that and say, no, I'm going to find that again. That is who I am. And so where is it? Where am I? Who am I? And it's a whole exploration, because ultimately, I had to discover myself. The whole reason that the whole reason we stay in relationships that don't work is because we don't really own ourselves in some level. And the reason life doesn't work is because we don't own ourselves at the very deepest level. And so experiencing that passionate love affair and the exuberance that I had at the point of life was, oh, wow, I have been playing small, you know? And so how do I live the fullest of my life? You know, given that, you know, there are, you know, flat spots, right? Everybody has those flat spots. And given that people die or you lose people from your life, how do I continue to pursue a life as fully as I can, living as fully as I can?
I love that.
And that was, sorry.
I love that as the goal, to live exuberance.
Well, and isn't it why we're here? Like, if we're going to be here, let's be here. That's kind of what I've, you know, come to realize. If we're going to be here, let's love the days that we live. Love the people that we live with.
How are just kind of just on the course, and they have never experienced that magic.
Yeah. And I would guess that there are a lot of women, and probably men too, get into those middle years where you've done the family thing, right? There are periods of your life you have to be responsible. You have to have that job and take care of the kids. And you reach the point of your life where the kids are gone and now it's you. And it's like, wow, but who am I? Who can I be now? All the way to the end of my days. I don't care if I'm 60 or 70 or 80, who can I be that lives life as joyfully as I can and as fully as I can? And yeah, that's the exploration I went through in that book. And it happened really fast, which is why the book was calling me. It was saying, write me, write me, write me, because it happened in a 10-year period. It was so action-packed. It was boom, 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 one thing after another. And it's like, okay, but this is saying something. This, I hope that people recognize this in their own lives, that, hey, this kind of thing happens maybe after my kids leave home and they've gone off to college. And now, where am I? Who am I? Like, what amazing things can I do now? Yes.
I love the way you're talking about living with intentionality. You know, the kids are gone. Who do I want to be now? I could do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Why, what do I want? Because so many people see the kids leaving as, well, now I have nothing. That was my whole life. And now I have nothing. And you are about, well, that was all, you know, great, but that was a big responsibility. And now I have choices.
Yes, yes. And I think more than ever now, people are recognizing that. I think, which is why I hope people say, oh, yes, I know that story, because I'm on that same path, or I would like to be on that path.
Yeah, that path, yes.
Because it isn't just the kids leave home, or, you know, for a woman, the kids leave home. Or, you know, you get into that middle, those middle years, and, oh, then there's the divorce. and then what, right? And I don't know, it's aim higher. Aim higher. Like, what really inspires you? This, I think this was a thing that I think about when I think of finding myself. I think of, what are the things that really inspire me? What are the things that I can lose myself in? Like, for some people, it's running. For some people, it's, you know, traveling. Lots of people love to travel. For some people, it's the arts. You know, whatever it is that just kind of makes you lose yourself in life, like, start there and see who you are in that place, in those places. And I think it's a wonderful time, these middle years, and they get kind of dismissed, let's just say.
No, you're absolutely right. They always are presented as the flat time after, the bloom of first love and this and that and that. And, you know, you're right. Many times in these middle years comes the divorce, the kids leave, various, and too many people just
down. Yeah.
And the way you're talking, oh my gosh, what an inspiration you are. No, this is your time to find out who you are and what you
want.
Live the magic. That's
yes
inspiring.
So. Yeah, and it could be big magic or it could be little magic. Like, it could be just, maybe you love to garden and you create this amazing garden, you just like working out at the gym and you build an amazing body. Like, whatever it is for you, because that's the thing. That's how you find you, who you are, the true person you are. And this is a glorious time to do that. You know?
It is.
Yeah.
We have choices. We have possibilities. And I love that vision that you've given us of, I experienced the magic. I realized what I had been missing. And rather than just say, well, that was great, it's over. No. I want to find ways to recapture that in my life regularly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it isn't always easy, right? Like there were points when I was really frustrated with the fact that I'd had this experience and lost it. Like that's the sense of falling, I think, of like, oh my God, I've lost this. I had this thing. And, you know, and I had to, you know, you can't live in the past, of course. And so how do I take what I had in the past and carry that into the future? That was a real difficult thing for me. Like I'm on the other side of it, right? I can say what it was now, but it wasn't easy. It isn't always easy to find, you know, you have to persevere a bit and you have to, I think you just have to love yourself. That's a big theme for me. Really just having your own back, saying, no, I'm worth this. There is something for me and I'm going to find it no matter what. And I'm worth it because I care about me as much as I care or more than I care about anyone else. Because if you really, truly love yourself, I think then you can let the people come in much more easily and much more beautifully into your life. So it's not always easy.
Was it difficult, especially to love yourself after, you know, you experienced a divorce and then you experienced the loss of this great love, to love yourself after that? Tell me about that. That's not easy because you're, you know, mourning also.
Yeah, I think it was just keep going. I was like, okay, I had this experience. I had this blissful experience of this, you know, time with this, you know, in this love affair, and it was in Italy, and you know, and it's like, no, I'm not going to give that up. And so what does that look like? Like, okay, I had to end that, you know, that relationship, but what does it look like for me to keep that, especially when I go home, right? When you fall in love with somebody in a foreign land and then you go home, it's your, you know, there's home, and it's, you can get caught in, you know, your old life, right? And it's like, no, how do I keep doing that? How do I keep moving this forward? So it was a lot of trying different things, you know, and again, following the things that I loved. When there was something that I loved, I knew to follow it. It's like, you know, following your nose. You know, I knew I loved the Italian language. So, hey, I don't care if I'm in my 50s, I'm going back to university. Like, I'm just going to keep following my nose and seeing where it goes, where it takes me. And yeah, you can make some detours and then find yourself on a road that's a bit bumpy, but then come back to, you know, the road winds, it's not straight.
But I love your clarity about the fact that you had this great love affair, you came home, and even though you said, and I wanted to keep it going, and we all realize you couldn't keep it going with that person, but you
right.
Found other ways and discovered, yeah. I love the language. I love this. I love that. I love the arts. What are those things that I can keep the magic going even without that person? Because many times people think that person is the magic. And I'm hearing it's, so much from you that person is not the magic. You're the magic.
And hey, believe me, that was a real thing that I had to face, right? Because especially when you have this glorious experience of love with someone, wow, it's not easy to move completely beyond that. You have to, you do it little by little, but it's almost like putting your one foot in front of the other. Keep choosing something new. What excites me? You know, what would, you know, give me a lift? And keep going with it, because yeah, big love affairs are not always easy to get, you know, to move on from. They're, you know, when they really, really take you completely, heart, body, and soul, it's, you know, takes a little while to move on.
Right. it takes a long while for some people. And a lot of people
yeah.
get stuck. And
yeah,
so much to say in this book on so many different transitions that you went through in this search of self and discovering and loving the word magic. But it's so telling how you had to separate. And this is something that I think a lot of people have difficulty with, that person is not the only thing that will ever bring you. People think that I will never experience love again. I will never experience joy again. This person is not there. And yet you managed to find in yourself to separate that person was part of this experience.
I think the big moment of clarity came for me when I realized that what I was really in love with, it wasn't just him, it was me. That what I loved, in addition to this wonderful man, was me, how I was, who I was, how I went through life. And so that love was about me. And so I'm me wherever I go. I don't leave that behind. And that was a huge thing for me to realize. I mean, it's partway through the book that I kind of realized that, wow, I'm the one I really loved. And wow, and then of course don't most of us kind of think, oh, I can't love myself. That's maybe a little, egocentric or whatever that is, but it's like, no, love yourself. And so that was a big thing.
That was a big thing.
Yeah. So
the thing is that moment of realizing, and that's why people are stuck, because they didn't get to that point yet. They still think that this person
the person doesn't make you, right? And if you're there in that experience, it's you in that experience. It's, the other person is not the other half of you, or, the answer to all your problems. The other person shows you who you are. And that was the person that I loved. I was like, well, I loved being that person. And so why don't I just be that more often in my regular life? Like, why don't I be that person? And it's nice, you have a love affair and that person reinforces the beautiful things about you that you see about yourself. And then usually after you see the beautiful things, then you have to look at the things that you don't really like, right? And you go, wow. So with the beautiful stuff, like, and as you go through the journey, you see the beautiful things, but you also see the troubling things, the things that trip you up. And you got to keep loving yourself through it all. It's like, no, maybe that's the way I chose to do things in the past, and now I can do them differently. I can choose anything. I don't have to be tied to certain behaviors. And a lot of it, my book goes into a lot of, family issues, right? And it's like, well, we kind of get formed a lot through our family experience. And maybe it's great, maybe it's, got its problems. But look, if you can see yourself even beyond that, and I think that's what the experience of the love affair was. It was like, I could see myself so clearly beyond everything else. Like, this was just when I saw, hey, this is me. This is really me. And this is the person that I really love being that person. Then you just, it's easier to work through all the other things and say, yeah, that was the past. And those are maybe choices that I made, or how how I interacted with my family or whatever. But now I can choose something different. I can be kinder. I can be more patient. I can be more tolerant of people, and just, or I can just let go and say, hey, not my circus, not my monkeys, you know?
And that's a choice too, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not easy. Yeah, it's always easy. People, we love our families, and we can be challenged by our families a lot.
But so much of hearing through you today and through your book is choice. And
yes.
You know,
yeah.
Bring yourself to make those choices for what is best for you.
Yeah. 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 And, I through my life, I've read a lot. I've always just been curious, and I've liked to explore a lot of different topics, and I kind of have a philosophical bent. And I love the idea that we have free will. You know, I remember learning in school, hey, free will, that's what separates us from the other animals, you know, because we belonged in the animal kingdom and we have free will. And so what does free will mean? It means you can make choice. You can make choices. And if something's not working, you can try something different.
Absolutely. Well, I am delighted that you made the choice to share your journey. A heck of a journey. And even though I read all of it, talking with you about that journey is so incredibly enlightening. But Flying Where Icarus Fell, a memoir about rapturous love, losing love, and finding self and discovering magic. It's a memoir for all of us because we are all on that journey. Cynthia, you're an absolute inspiration. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
My gosh. Thank you for sharing. And I think you've inspired a whole lot of people today.
Oh, thank you. Stephanie, you're delightful to talk to.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.